Update on the injury report. Did not participate, ruled out Demaryius Thomas, really for that matter, Julius Thomas and Eddie Royal. All right. Marcus Thomas, limited today, questionable. Champ Bailey, limited today, questionable. Elvis Dumervil, limited today, listed as questionable. DJ Williams, full probable. And Noshon Marino, full probable.
Are any of those questionable guys closer to probable? I mean, I know you can only put one word.
It's, I think it's 50-50, is how it's reads.
How is it, I mean, for Marcus Thomas, I mean, how difficult is it to gauge for a defensive lineman, you know, when it's a groin injury? I mean, like, for a receiver, you can kind of watch them run around, but when they're...
There's no question there's different job descriptions by position, but at the end of the day, if a guy's ready to play, we play him. If he's not or deemed not able to play, we won't, regardless of position, just because, you know, at some point it's got to heal, and, you know, this game's hard enough and physical enough, you know, at 100%, let alone 50%.
In his case, is it hard because, I mean, he really hadn't practiced since August before this week, I mean, because he had the setback during his rehab, I mean... Don't you have to kind of get in shape a little bit?
Well, that's why he's been out here practicing, you know, even though it's been on a limited basis, getting back into football shape and doing those things. I mean, enough's never enough, you know, so we'd like to have more. But really, at the end of the day, you know, this whole team's only been together for about 8 weeks. So, you know, we'll just keep plugging away, and him included.
Are you leaving an hour later since kickoff's at 3 o'clock?
Don't confuse me. Right? you know, we're not going a day early just because it's, you know, basically the equivalent of a 4 o'clock kickoff, 3:15 Central Time. So, you know, it's not the 12 o'clock wake up for the 1 o'clock game, and that's typically when we'd leave early.
Coach, I know you've talked about this next man up mentality. Can you talk about what Wesley Woodyard has done stepping into a starting role?
Well, I think, you know, number one, he's a well thought of guy, and particularly on special teams. You know, we're getting to know our team as we go. He was called upon to be a starter, and, you know, I think he's played admirably.
You know, DJ is going to have to wear a brace all year, or...
You know, again, that's not my lane. You know, that's the medical people, and, you know, we're going to do whatever we can or take whatever precautions we can to keep him healthy. And if it's wearing a brace, it'll be wearing the brace.